Attraction is pinball and video games. Most of his are vintage, at least 10 years old, and his customers are people who want the authentic arcade feel in their home. And even though the technology is outdated, he uses modern means, the internet, to sell his games globally.
We're shipping games out all the time. We sold an old game called Space War to a fellow that played it back in the late 70s, and he's been looking for it for 25 years.
The store is divided in two. Pinball machines on the left, video games on the right. And John spends the bulk of his time with soldering gun in hand, coaxing the games back to life.
Well, here's an old game here. This is your typical 1940s game. Now, this one's called Band Leader. And in this period, the flippers were very primitive. This particular game, rolling around, not much happening.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on. Ah!
Here we go.
There. You see now these old timers, you could really give them a good bounce. They're light and they're on wooden legs and they can really wiggle quite nicely.
So they're never gonna say, oh, tilt and make you lose your
Oh ball. Yeah, no. Tilt was invented in the early 30s and it probably saved pinball machines from being destroyed.
So what's your zen then? You must have a zen.
Zen?
Yeah, you're playing.
Sounds like a new age term. What is a zen?
What's your skill? You must have an unbeatable technique or something that you use to play pinball.
Oh, no, no.
Or is it just a mindless distraction for you?
You disconnect the thinking part of your mind in a way. But in some respects, you're more drawing on different parts of your brain that perhaps aren't used as much in the modern world. I wouldn't say like hunting. But it's the eye-hand coordination, and it feels like exercise. And you come away and you feel like you've done something like, I don't know, running a mile or you know, it's a little the runner's high. So there's definitely a pinballer's high. Many people, well, yourself included, say, I remember this when I was a kid, and that's what this was their favorite game. And it often turns out that it was their favorite game when they were about 13 to 15. It seems to be a magic age.
And it's true. The moment I walked into John's shop, I felt nostalgia well up in my chest. It reminded me of my childhood when I spent countless hours at the neighborhood laundromat, zoning out to the rhythmic hum of drying machines, the games slowly consuming my weekly allowance a quarter at a time. Content just to bang buttons and sling pinball.
So can I play Miss Pac-Man here? Because I got a soft spot for it. Will you turn on for me?
Well, I'd like to, but actually we just sold a Miss Pac-Man cocktail table, and we had to take the board out of this one to get that one ready to go in a rush. Called oh good lord, what's the name of them? Antisocial. Nice bunch of kids, and I'm sure they'd be.
Has that effect. It's magical, like Santa's workshop. A place where you can buy a machine made of springs, rubber stoppers, flippers, lighting boards, and circuits that fill you with a sense of glee that can only come from winning a free game or seeing your name in lights as you punch in the high score. For that moment, you are the king of the world. A champion. All this from a game. There she is, Miss Pac-Man. Just like John said, we're at Antisocial. It's a skateboard shop on Main Street.
Absolutely fascinating. I mean, it's a metaphor for high capitalistic consumption. I mean, the ghosts that pursue our round and yellow heroin suggest the repressed anxiety around our avarice. They, in essence, haunt us. Oh, eat that one! What's the matter, Alexis?
Well, it's just not as fun as I remember.
But what could be missing?
Only two things. Beer
and shuffleboard!
That's right. Shuffleboard has become our new favorite pastime.
Thank you. games in a row?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. That's it.